Time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. We continue today with my three-part series, The Most Haunted Places in the World That You Actually May Want to Visit. Yesterday, I told you about the Bermuda Triangle of Romania, actually, the catacombs of Paris, an old English inn. Today, a couple more European fright sites, and then we go on to some other areas of the world. But we start with Scotland. If you want to run into a ghost of an American Revolutionary soldier, or maybe... Oh, yeah, you can definitely run into a lot of soldiers there, actually. Head to Edinburgh Castle in Edinburgh, Scotland, of course, where colonial prisoners were once held, along with others from various brutal engagements. The structure itself is steeped in history. It's actually the most besieged fortress in Europe. It faced attack 23 times. Lots of dead people around there, Frank. Lots of them. Plus, it actually sits atop Castle Rock, which is home to human beings, was home to human beings since as far back as the Iron Age. And it's actually, Castle Rock is actually on top of a volcano. But don't let that spook you, because the last time it erupted was more than 300 million years ago. Although it could be due, I guess you could say.
But anyway. I would say so.
Yeah, and its nickname pretty much tells you you don't want to take an evening dinner cruise on this body of water. Suicide Canal was built in St. Petersburg, Russia in the 1700s. And ever since, workers, locals, visitors, people were just drawn to it. And they complain of intensely upsetting feelings when they're near it. Some of these emotions so intense that they've propelled pacifists to outbursts of violence, and they've driven seemingly sanguine souls to suicide. People who jump but live, and there aren't many of those, have talked about feeling a force pulling at them. Next, I thought that forest in Romania was creepy, but this one really takes the cake. It's the Aokigahara Forest in Japan, but locals call it Suicide Forest. It sits at the foot of Mount Fuji, and since the 1950s, it's been ground zero for people who off themselves, basically. Mm. Some say it's because of the large iron deposits, which sometimes cause compasses to go haywire, leaving hikers stranded. But others say the forest has a connection to Japanese mythological demons. I think I'll take my hike with angels. Thank you very much. Next, the Monte Cristo Homestead in New South Wales in Australia is reportedly a lovely historic mansion if being surrounded by tortured ghosts is your kind of thing. Like, for instance, the ghost of the owner's 18-month-old daughter who violently fell off a staircase. It seems one of the maids was resentful of the adorable child. Or the ghost of a beautiful housekeeper who, quote, fell off a balcony, possibly carrying the unborn child of the house's owner, Mr. Crawley, or the ghost of a stable boy who burned to death after he was caught by Mrs. Crawley sleeping in too late, or the ghost of a mentally ill son of the Crawley's caretaker who was left chained to the wall like an animal for 40 years. Police found him in the nick of time at the feet of his dead mother without having food or water for days. He died a few months later in an insane asylum. Dinner, ghost tour, and a lovely room for the night can be yours for roughly $200 a person.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And then there's Dragsholm Slot in Denmark, a stunning castle built in 1215 and reportedly the most haunted castle in all of Europe. And that's saying a lot. It was once a prison for the nobility. In fact, one of the 100 ghosts happens to be the Earl of Bothwell, who was the, I guess you could say, the rapey second husband of Mary, Queen of Scots. This is for the highfalutin haunted mansion fans. It was transformed into a luxury hotel, and it has Michelin-starred restaurants, or one restaurant there, actually. It's about $250 a night, but hanging out with the Earl is priceless, I think, Frank. Tomorrow, the most haunted places in the U.S. that you actually might want to visit. In the Americas.
My mother is going to love that. She is a sucker for all this.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Well, make sure she listens.
Oh, she is listening right now. You could bet your bottom dollar.
Hi, Mom.